In Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tezvav, the Pasuk states that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Bnei Yisrael, V'nishmartem ma'oid l'nafshoy seichem, you should take great care of your souls. The Psukim continue with Moshe stating that the Bnei Yisrael should not act corruptly or make any carved images. I would like to speak about Pasuk Yutes, where Moshe warns the Bnei Yisrael, Ufen tiso einecho hashamayma, v'ro'iso es hashemesh v'es hayoreach v'es hakoichavim, koil tzvo hashamayim, v'nidachto v'hishtachaviso lohem v'avadtom. Moshe is saying, do not be led astray and blunder by looking up to the heavens to see the sun and the moon and the stars. This means, do not be drawn to them to go astray by bowing down to them and worshiping them. The second part of the pasuk states, Asher cholak Hashem Elokecha oisam lechoil ha'amim tachas kol hashomoyim. That which Hashem, your God, has apportioned to all of the nations under the entire heavens. Rashi gives us two pshatim for the word asher cholak. Number one, lahair lohem, to give light to them. The sun, the moon, and the stars give light not only to the nations of the world, but to Yisrael as well. And the second pshat, le'eloi hois. These heavenly bodies have been apportioned to the nations as deities. What does this mean? Rashi says, loi mina'on milit'ois achareihen. He did not prevent the nations from straying by following them. Ela hecheli kom b'divrei havlehem. He let them slip and stumble by attributing divine status to the heavenly bodies, litardom min ha'olam, in order to drive them from the world, as the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nunhei, Amud Aleph states. So Rashi is telling us that cholak has two meanings. One, it means to apportion, and also to lead them astray, to slip, to err. The Gur Aryeh further explains that mere looking at the heavenly bodies is not forbidden, for how is it possible that one should not look at the sun and the moon? The intent is that one should not look at them and be led astray by them. The Tzvo HaShemayim were created to serve all of mankind. We also should not interpret this pasuk as meaning that Hashem apportioned to the nations these heavenly bodies in order to serve the heavenly bodies. Because if so, the Bnei Noach would be permitted to worship Avodah Zarah. And the halacha is that the Bnei Noach are forbidden to worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, further explains, there was an incident with Talmai HaMelech, who gathered 72 Zekenim and placed them in 72 different houses, and did not reveal to them for what purpose he had gathered them. He then asked each of the 72 Zekenim to write for him a Greek translation of the Torah Moshe, the Torah of Moshe, their leader. The Gemara states, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lev kol echad ve'echad eitza, v'hiskimu kulan l'da'as achas. All of them independently translated the various words of the Torah in the exact way, which was not the literal translation of these words. It was the intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who placed the exact thoughts in the minds of the Zekenim. One of these thoughts was in the pasuk we are discussing. The Zekenim added that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allotted to the Tzvo HaShemayim to give light, lahair lohem, to give light to all the nations, so that Talmai HaMelech should not mistakenly conclude that the nations of the world are permitted to worship idols. In truth, however, Chazal darshan that this pasuk actually means that Hashem allowed the nations of the world to stumble in idol worship in order to remove them from the world. The Ibn Ezra and the Ramban write that in fact, every nation has their own star and mazel. D'yesh l'chol am va'om koichov yadua u'mazel miyuchad. Similarly, each city has their own mazel, and each of their respective mazalois have an influence on them. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov, writes that it appears to him that there is a fundamental machloikis regarding the topic of Avodah Zarah. And this machloikis is between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes, Ho Avodah Zarah ein bo mamosh kol ikar, ve'ein lo koyach kelal, v'chol ha-mispalel eleha v'oivdo loy rak shehu oiver al ha-isar elahu gam mevazbeiz zmanoi lorik v'lashov. Avodah Zarah has no real power, and anyone who prays to it and worships it not only transgresses the isser of worshipping Avodah Zarah, but also is spending his time in emptiness and falseness. However, the opinion of the Ramban is Shehakodesh Baruch Hu hitbia beteva ha'olam shekol umo yesh bo mashpia mishelo ba'olamois ha'elyonim v'hu yesh loy koyach mesuyam sheyachoyel lahashpia al umasoy kol zaman she'ein hadavor noigea liYisrael. Hakodesh Baruch Hu established in the nature of every nation that each nation should have some power of influence in the Olamois HaElyonim, and this power can benefit that particular nation as long as it does not affect Yisrael, the Jewish nation. However, the Isur of Avodah Zarah, for which the Umois were commanded, is that it is forbidden for them to pray to this intermediary, she'asur lohem lehispalel lemishamesh hazeh, just as the Rambam said, ki harei kol koichoi noiveya mima shehetbia boi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because all of the power inherent in the mazel stems from that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. Therefore, the Ramban writes, hatefilah v'ho avoidah tzricha lihiyois le'elokei ho'elokim shehu mima'al kol ho'elokim. Prayer and service must be directed to the God of all gods, who is above all other deities. V'lochein tzrichim lehispalel la'hakadosh baruch hu atzmoi v'loy le'eved shaloi. Therefore, one must pray only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to his servant. Where the Ramban differs is in his comment, Avol vadai im oivdim esu avoidah shalahem umispalalim eleha zem ashpia olav la'azor lohem v'yesh b'yicholtoi la'asois kein. However, if one prays and worships the Avodah Zarah, this does influence the mazal to seek help for them and does have the ability to influence. This is the explanation of the pasuk Asher cholak Hashem Elokecha lechol ho'amim tachas kol hashomoyim. Hashem apportioned to each nation its own sar and mashpia. Rabbi Yaakov writes that we find support for this pshat in Shoiftim, the Navi Shoiftim, Yud Aleph Pasuk Chav Dalet, where the Shoifet Yiftach HaGiladi spoke to the king of Ammon and said to him, Haloi eis asher yoyrishicha kemoish Elohecha Oisoi Sirosh. Ve'es Kol Asher Hoirish Hashem Elokeinu Miponeinu Oisoi Nirosh. That which your God, Kamosh, conquered for you, that you shall inherit. And everything that our God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, conquers for us, that we will inherit. The Ralbag explains that Yiftach's response to the king of Ammon was in a sarcastic tone. However, according to the Shitas HaRamban, this was not an expression of sarcasm. Yiftach's kavana was kafi pshutai, a serious statement inferring de bevadai yesh koyach lechmoish Elohecha lahoyrish lecha mashehu roitzeh. Kamosh, your God, definitely has power to conquer for you that which he wants. And since this is what he had conquered for you, how are you coming to me with complaints against Yisrael, since Yisrael inherited that which Elokei Yisrael conquered for them?